Here comes Vader Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. That's clearly not a chocolate egg. I don't want anything out of your basket, just so we're clear. That's it.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show, Larry Bader. And welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
and
hello.
I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 11th of April, 2022. In the medically bone-weary year of Miss Dolly Hortensia LaVetria Parton, I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Not even close, Nurse Noah. V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader, and with me is the It's Almost His Bedtime one himself. It's Big Fatty, everyone.
Yes. Hi!
I know.
Now, I think we know we owe Miss Lauren an explanation.
Oh, do we? I mean...
Yes.
I mean, that's nice. That's nice. What do we owe her an explanation?
Why the hell she had to wait so long to hear this?
Well, y'all, I was up in Hatville and there for a while. We'll tell that story. But I did not get home on Sunday night until 9:30 p.m. in the evening. And, that's well past Big Fatty's bedtime.
Now, let me just ask this. When you left Hatville... did you wave at him and say, Toddaloo?
Toddaloo?
Uh-huh.
No, I didn't say Toddaloo.
Okay. Well, evidently, all the kids are saying Toddaloo.
Are they?
Yes.
How do you know?
Well, I'm an international internet celebrity.
Wow. In
you
that
know,
case.
All you gotta do to know what the kids are saying is watch some cruise videos.
I watched the cruise video. I must not have watched it that closely. Maybe I dozed off in the middle of it. So,
well, did you catch the plane taking off and landing?
Yes.
Okay. Didn't it look like when it was landing like in a disco?
Well, I'm always concerned for the old gal because, they live in the City of Angels. I'm sorry. They live on the surface of the sun.
Right, Walnut Hills.
Right, but near the City of Angels. So they go to all the trouble to avoid the gangs. Y'all, if you don't know what we're talking about, Vera has posted his first cruise video. And but anyway, I don't know if you know this about LAX, other than there's a lot of gangs. But it is a major U.S. airport that is not a hub for any one major airline.
No.
So... there are a lot of choices. Y'all, they flew American. I thought they... I guess they were desperate times. I don't know. But, if you want to be sure you're going to get on your cruise, you probably shouldn't be flying American these days. But what do I know?
There you go.
Right. I'm not a shut-in. So...
oh! By the way, did you notice Myron has grown the long hair?
Y'all, let me tell you, I was hoping you were going to bring this up. So, did you ever watch the Lord of the Rings movies?
No.
Okay. Well, and this is where I should have done a little bit of research, but I think we all know I don't do any planning for this show.
Oh, heavens no.
Hang on a second. Lord of the Rings movie characters. Okay. So there's a character.
Y'all, breaking news, he's doing it right now.
There is a character And he's now, I'm not saying that Gooch looks like Orlando Bloom, but there's a character on the show called Legolas. He's the elf who's the archer. Well, y'all,
of Archer Radio?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I didn't realize Archer was in the Ring movie.
Well, that's because you aren't really all that current. So, y'all, when I first saw Gooch with, and this is my beloved Gooch, you know I love him, with his long hair, y'all, all I kept thinking was, he looks like Legolas from Lord of the Rings, whose name I couldn't remember.
Can you put that in the show notes?
I'm putting it in the chat right now, so you can see it. Because I want you to take a look at it. Give me one second. Let's see. Da-da-da. Oh, no. That's something for work. Am I on the desktop? I am. Why is it not there? I just downloaded it.
Ooh.
Sure. Okay. We'll put it there. Downloads. Y'all, this is riveting, isn't it?
Riveting. It's almost as riveting as... over there at the mix, when they try to kill time to end the news game.
Yeah. So I've just put the photo of Legolas
click
there
to open. Yeah. Okay.
In the chat. Now you tell me, and everyone go out there and Google it. Does Gooch with that haircut look like Legolas, the elf from? No. That's all I kept thinking. I'm gonna have
Legolas
to Photoshop.
Is hot.
Well, it's Orlando Bloom. I mean, Gooch is hot too. And yes, I understand that Gooch has dark hair, which is impressive living with the old gal. Right. But that's all I kept thinking was, oh my God, he's turned into Legolas from Lord of the Rings. So anyway, yeah.
I did not notice his pointed ears.
Well, the hair was down over the ears, and that's all I kept thinking was, you know. Yeah. So y'all, I guess we should get into it.
I think we should just get into it.
I wish we had some music to talk about the week. So how was your week, Big Fatty?
Unusual week. Young Nicholas was out of town all week.
Very busy. I saw that.
Very busy. Catching fish and everything.
Right.
And then, of course, I had the big betrothment ceremony.
Right.
And
you know how so we love those.
Yeah, I had big doings Friday night and Saturday night. And then I was just tired, you know, and I had the Fauci ouchie number four. And it kind of had, this is the first one I've really had any kind of side effects from. So anyway, but anyway,
okay.
All in all, not bad. And you did hear that I joined the car wash club.
Okay. See, it's funny because I was actually going to volunteer to come over and wash and wax the Ford Pomegranate. So I...
Is that so that you could do yours also?
Well, yeah, I needed to use your air. Okay. But because
buff out it's not a scratch, but it's like something's rubbed up against it.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope you enjoy. I don't know where this car wash is. I'm gonna have to figure it out because
Chi-Chi's was on Sam Rittenberg.
Well, I don't know where that was because
it's right by the SNS cafeteria.
Okay, I know where that is. I know where that is.
Well, I knew you'd know that.
Right. Well, the old people love
it. There's one like in Goose Creek and one in Mount Pleasant.
Wow, there you go.
And the one in Mount Pleasant is very close to where Olive lives.
Oh, well, Olive can take the kiddie mobile over and have it detailed.
No, you get a sticker that is on your car and
Olive can sign up. He can be a customer as well.
Well, I
guess. Yeah, probably not. He's not so interested in that. Anyway, Okay, well, my week went like this. We recorded the show on Sunday.
Yes.
That was fine. It released on Monday. Monday was a hectic but busy day. And Monday night, this happened.
Oh, is that the death phone?
Hi, Hat Arena. And y'all, the Hat Arena does not call me very often. I call them because, you know, long distance charges and whatnot.
Well,
and,
right, you know.
And their cellular telephones don't work well at the house there. And she said, hi, how are you? And I said, I'm good. What's going on? And she said, well, I just wanted to let you know that your father is in the hospital. And I said, what? And she said, yes. He had some blood work today just for his next doctor's appointment. And, they got the results and they called and said, you need to come to the hospital. So, he went to the emergency room where they told him, got admitted.
This is not the hospital that was closest to the Hat House.
Oh,
right?
No. And that's the thing is this is a doctor. And, you know, I don't want to talk about the Father Hat's medical stuff, but he's got some stuff going on that is, you know, it's degenerative, right? Like there's no cure for
it. No,
it's not cancer or anything, but
worrying about, you know, a fat son.
Right. Know? Right. And so, he can't, there are, you know, we've always known that there are some things that he's going to have to deal with, but up until now it's just, okay, let's watch and see. Well, y'all, his hemoglobin was a 6, and apparently it's supposed to be 13 to be alive and so and healthy. So anyway, he had to get blood. And so I called on Tuesday morning and said, oh, well, what's going on? And she gave me the update that things were not looking good. So y'all got in the jalopy and went up there. This hospital is actually about as far from me in Charleston as it is from them in Hatville.
Oh,
it's on this side of Columbia. And but luckily, my cousin, there are only two of us. My mom's niece, her sister's daughter, is a surgeon there. And so, you know, there was a little bit of comfort there. But y'all went up there and y'all, it was terrible. Just going to be honest with you. I'm sure you all know seeing your parents in the hospital, if you haven't ever before, it's terrible. And it was terrible. But we went through a lot of stuff and y'all, there was just nothing to report. And I, Big Fatty didn't say anything on the show. And y'all, about 3:00. Now the Father Hat is at this point prepping for a colonoscopy.
Oh,
so helping him with that. And, all this is going on. He's just, his hemoglobin's super low. He's already had 2 pints of blood. He's just in terrible shape. And y'all, the tornadoes start coming through. Well, I'd already had an incident with Nurse Ratchet there at the hospital. And I am not one of those people. I am not difficult, but there was a lot of like, well, it's not my job. Somebody else can handle that happening.
I hope that there were preparations for the tornadoes.
Well, so after we had gotten everything resolved with Nurse Ratchet, and then she went home for a couple of weeks. By the time I was done, and she needed a break, y'all, she was burned out. But anyway, y'all, the nurse came in and the hats have on, and where they live, y'all, there are a lot of tornadoes, and the weather gets really extreme up there. Like, we have hurricanes and stuff here, but like up there, it can go from bad to dead in, you know, just a few minutes. So, y'all, they had on the local news in the hospital room, and as sick as the Father Hat is, they're just watching it. They're just watching them zoom in on the streets. Oh, we've got a possible tornado here at the airport.
Were they tracking the red rain?
They were. I mean, it was so hilarious. But it was keeping him occupied, so I let it go. But y'all, the nurse came in about that time. They locked the hospital down. I was getting ready to go because you can't stay overnight anymore at the hospital with your loved ones. And I was getting ready to go. And the Hat Arena was going to go right behind me. And y'all, they came in to prepare us. They said, the hospital's locked down, so you're going to have to stay here. And we were like, okay. And y'all, to prepare us, they put the blinds down.
Oh, thank goodness.
And I was like, I just looked at her, and she's like, I mean, they told me I had to. And I was like, well, and y'all, the Hat Arena, who had enough by that point, just looked at her and said, well, I feel much safer now. And so, anyway, tornadoes came through. It didn't hit the hospital or anything. They were nearby. Anyway, I left about 7 p.m. in the evening to come home, or 6:30. I was planning on making, it's only about an hour and 15 minutes. But y'all, I was supposed to be on the Archer, a little show, but the interstate was closed. Closed. And I got stuck. There was a tree down across the interstate somewhere down this way. And so I got stuck behind that. And anyway, never made it for Archer's little show where I roasted him. Tuesday morning, got up, went back. The father had all of his tests, and my cousin kicked some ass over there to get some actual health care, which makes me feel terrible for the people who don't have a strong-willed Southern woman who is in management to take care of things. They came back, and they were like, well, I mean, he can go home. And I said, tomorrow? And they said, no, now. So, y'all, he went home on Wednesday. And very long story short, still no update.
A couple of questions here.
Okay.
You said you assisted him in preparing for the colonoscopy. So assisting him with blowing it out.
Well, I felt very prepared for that. Yes. I don't know how many of you have had a colonoscopy, but you've got to drink this liquid. Well, there was a lot of things that we didn't know, but what we wanted to do was help him, to drink the stuff, as far as like just pouring it and everything, because he was freezing. And that's part of the thing when your hemoglobin is that low, you're cold. So he was in flannel pajamas. They were his Paddington Bear pajamas. And he was under about 15 blankets. We had the heat on in the room. Y'all, it's like 80 something degrees last Tuesday.
Well, and a fat person doesn't do well in that.
Right. It's true. It was so hot. I had to keep stepping outside. But anyway, what we wanted was to, help him pour up the stuff and to make sure he drank it, but also just to help steady him when he stood up, because he was weak because of all the blood and everything. So just to steady him when he stood up to go to the turl. And then for a while we had to hold the door kind of closed, but not quite, because he was getting blood still. So he had the tube attached to him, so the Hatterina would roll the blood, the thing, over bucket. By the door. Mm-hmm. The bucket. And I would hold the door after he went in there and blew it out. And then, y'all, he was just mortified by all of this. And, so we did all that. And,
was there an accident?
No accidents. Everything went well.
I'm very disappointed. But anyway, the hemoglobin was low.
Right.
Now, had the Hatterina been in the one that was sick, would her hemoglobin been low?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, just making sure.
Yeah. Well, I'm impressed. Did you read up on all that? Just so you could have an intelligent conversation.
I don't like to talk about it, but I do have a degree in psychology.
Oh. Okay. Well. So all that, but y'all, he went home and I decided I was going to, the last thing they needed was me in their hair while he was trying to get settled at home. So I was like, well, I'll just go on back to Charleston. So we came on back here Wednesday night, worked Thursday, Friday. And then y'all, this weekend, I just, first of all, Saturday I slept in because I was exhausted. And then, back I went because, we discovered during all this that the Hatterina's car doesn't really have headlights or doesn't have reliable headlights. And she knew, and her response was, well, I just don't drive at night. And so she said, I've been meaning to buy a new car, but, I've just been busy. So, y'all, Sunday we went car shopping.
Oh.
Y'all. Well, the Hatterina and I did. Father Hat stayed home and worked on a puzzle or something he was working on.
What was the puzzle?
I saw it. It looked very complicated. I don't know what it was, but it looked cheap and complicated. So he's been working on it for months. Anyway, so he did that.
The mix.
Yeah. Cheap and complicated. Mm-hmm. So I went with her and we went and looked at some cars. Of course, the last one we looked at was the, okay, I'll just go look at it because you want me to. choice to me, and she liked it. So they are on the lookout for exactly what she wants, and they're going to order it for her. And the Hatterina is going to be your favorite lesbian in a Subaru Outback.
Oh, wow. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, yeah. So did all that, and y'all got home at 9:30 last night, and the Bones, they are weary. So that's just a quick update on the Vader family drama. But Father Hat is, I mean, he was in good spirits yesterday when I left. He was up and moving around, and I talked to the Hatterina this afternoon on my way home from work, and he was over at his homestead where he grew up, showing it with a realtor to a prospective buyer, and had been on a tractor that morning, digging a ditch. Well, so,
as you do,
that's what I do.
So, you know, after a colonoscopy, you might as well dig a ditch.
Right, right. So he's, I don't know. So still no, they've got 4 doctor's appointments this week. Still no update, but yeah.
Well, at least their printer didn't have any problems.
Right? Oh, wait, except y'all, they went out and bought a printer. Somehow they decided they needed a printer. So they went out and bought this printer.
Did they ask you for assistance?
Here's what happened. At 1 o'clock on like a Tuesday afternoon, Father Hat texted me and said, I need a new printer. And I didn't reply until about 4 o'clock. And I said, I will call you when I get home. I have a solution. So I was going to order them an HP like LaserJet, just a black and white laser printer. Because I'm tired of the bullshit. Because, see, they have wood heat, like, and it gets really hot in that room where the printer is. And so the ink dries up all the time. Mm. It's really, really dry there in the winter. Anyway, and they don't print that much. So they're constantly replacing the ink. I was like, I will get you a laser printer, and you will never have to buy a printer or ink again. Like, we'll just... Mm. Anyway. In the meantime, he had gone to the Walmart and bought a printer. Now, I will give him credit. He bought one that said AirPrint compatible, because, you know, he has the iPhone and they have the iPads and the MacBook Pros and all that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, y'all, it is the cheapest printer that you could have bought. So he said, I can't print wirelessly. I don't have enough USB ports because I've got all these things. And you know, so yesterday I said, it can't be that complicated. So I went to the webpage for the printer and I was like, okay, well, I'll set it to not go to sleep so soon. I did that. Y'all, there was nothing you could do to get it to join a Wi-Fi network. You had to download some app and pair it with your phone and set it up. Y'all, it was the most infuriating. It took an hour. It took an hour, but they can print. And the Hatterina can print from her iPad. So,
well,
I mean, so
be expecting some mail.
Well, but as I was leaving, it was chugging out medical reports. From the MyChart app, which I also got set up for her, so she could access all the blood work. And yeah, it just, it's a lot. Yeah. So, anyway, so yeah, so that was my week, and that's why we're a little bit late, and it's my fault. And y'all, it's Easter this weekend. I believe that there's some Easter hootenanny plan, because y'all, the Hatterina has already played that. You know, this could be your father's last Easter.
Oh.
So I guess I'm gonna have to put on my bunny ears and.
Well, you know, you get some of those hot cross buns, though.
Oh, I might. I don't know what they're doing. I ended up doing a lot of the cooking this weekend because the Hatterina was bone weary.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the cooking, you meant Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Well, I just warmed up things in the refrigerator mostly, but someone had to prepare. Because, y'all, my father, she's got him so trained. Y'all, she makes his plates for him. And she said to me Sunday at lunch, she said, now, do you want me to fix you a plate like I do your father, or do you want to make it yourself? And I said, I'll make it myself. Thank you. And I turned to him. He's like, well, I just, you know, standing there and it not enough space for both of us in there at one time. And
yeah, whatever.
Y'all, I'm exhausted. Basically, I believe we're going to need some sort of segment music, because I think this is just going to be.
I think it would be fabulous.
Well, it's everyone wants to hear about the hats. I mean,
Oh, right.
You know what you should do if you want.
What should I do?
Well, if you want to hear about the hats, you should send us a voice letter. That's at thelfc.online. And, you know, we might, if you're real nice, we might play it on the show, kind of like this.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why.
While you were at the hospital,
but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
They tightened it up.
So they did. It's brand new.
Hamming it up with Big Fatty.
All right, we've got a voice letter, so
no.
let's take a listen.
Now, there's two reasons I was about to call you, listening to the LFC, but I've just walked up the second hill as I walk to work, 7:10 a.m. in the morning, Monday the 2nd, maybe, of April? No, 4th of April? I don't know. Anyway, but I'm so buggered.
But
that I can't remember the first thing I was going to call you about. So, moving right along. Larry Vader, are you turning Muslim?
Oh.
You know Ramadan started on Saturday, but are you buying the green iPhone? I don't know if you're aware of this. You probably are because you work for the coal mine, which is very international, but
yes.
Green is the color of Islam. And if you ever go to a Muslim country, just about every single thing that's nailed down is painted or colored green. I'm thinking of getting the green iPhone 13 mini for my Muslim boyfriend Ismail.
Ooh, he's in the hospital.
But man, that's like $1,100 in Australia for the mini. Mm. Anyway, that's what you got to do for your beloved, right? This is Scotty. Oh, bye.
I'm bye, Scotty.
Okay, bye.
Oh, still pooped.
Oh.
Okay, ciao.
Ciao.
Did he say he pooped himself?
Yeah. I think he said he pooped himself.
Yeah.
I did not know that about the green.
I mean, I knew there were certain colors and stuff, but I didn't know green was that color and everything. Well, I guess
Mr. Cackle. Yeah. Mr. Cackle. Only
is Muslim?
Wears green. No, he only wears green. Oh. So evidently, he's been keeping that part a secret.
Oh,
so
well, I mean, I'm not
I guess
surprised.
The cat's out of the bag now.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the voice letter, Scotty. I was, you know, I don't pre-listen, so I didn't know what we were going to get. And
I feel like I've heard that because he couldn't remember the other half.
Right. But, well, he can call back.
Oh, okay.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right. It's that game where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone born on this day in history. I tell him if they're dead or alive, but more importantly, why we know who they are.
Okay. First up tonight is Johnny Sheffield.
Johnny Sheffield. Hmm. Alive, I think.
Okay, and we would know him from?
He was better known as Johnny Sheffield. That was Johnny Knoxville. You know, I get them confused. Johnny Sheffield.
Very similar.
Well, I understand. He was better known as the captain on the Love Boat.
Well, you know, you are so close. Captain, did you say he was alive or dead?
I said alive, but I think he might be dead.
Okay, well, Johnny Sheffield is indeed dead.
Okay.
And he was an American actor and played Boy in Tarzan Finds a Son.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
All right.
I can't dispute that.
Right. Balls Mahoney.
Balls Mahoney. Alive. And
we would know Balls Mahoney from?
Easy. He was a Harlem Globetrotter. He's well, one of there the famous you go. Ones. Basketball.
Balls Mahoney, dead.
Oh.
And Balls Mahoney was an American wrestler. So
I but, can't deny that. Okay. Right. Yeah. You're, right. Yeah. He's picking these that are just nobody knows who these people are. Okay.
Louise Lasser.
Louisa Lasser. I think she's dead.
Oh.
I think she's dead, y'all. Uh-huh. She acted. She was in a bunch of like TV crap. But yeah, she's just an actress.
Louise Lasser is indeed alive, and she played Mary Hartman on Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman. All right, have you got time for just one more?
Well, no, we don't, but go for it, because we're going to go long. We're going to go long.
Oh, okay. Oleg Cassini.
Oleg Cassini, dead as a doornail.
Uh-huh, and we would know him from...
He's most known. He's like a celebrity over in Europe. He produces olive oil, Cassini olive oil.
Oleg Cassini, the olive oil producer. He is indeed dead, and he's an American fashion designer, and he was the designer for Jackie Kennedy. How about that?
What do you mean, Jackie O?
Jackie O.
Y'all, we had to wrap this up. We went long.
Carla Ford.
Carla Ford, son of Betty. And Gerald, dead.
Okay, Carla Ford is indeed dead.
Her daughter of.
And she was the wife of Henry Ford. So, speaking of people old enough to be the wife of Henry Ford, or what was the name of that elf again in the Rings?
Legolas.
Can you imagine the homosexual lover of Legolas?
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
I mean, yes. Yes. You know, in the movie, I always thought that the dwarf with the big beard and the unruly hair that looked kind of smelly probably had a thing for Legolas. So now I'm making more comparisons.
I think there's only one way to end this. Toodaloo.